You know, there was a time when the country was in rage. Wasn't so long ago, the name George Floyd rang a bell in every community around the world. It sparked the rise of Black Lives Matter to a level that was never seen before. The Democrats, Congress, the House, the President of the United States took a knee for a cause about a senseless murder of an individual, which in the end was a criminal. But it was a senseless murder all the same. Many of us came to learn that the Democratic cause that helped them rally a base was just something to rally a base. When the Republicans stand in the same shoes. Hey guys, my name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. And yes, I stopped intentionally because I'll take the whole rant away from David. Anyways, we bring you unfiltered, uncensored conversation on a wide range of topics. This podcast is dedicated on giving our opinions and a platform for us to express our opinions, right? Share our thoughts, our experiences, and our ideas. But we'll let you hear from a variety of honest perspectives. Join us as we dive into the latest news, pop culture, politics, and so much more. Hey, man, I'm here. So much more. Deeper issues affecting society every single day. Anyways, David, at the Rant Network, we got you covered. So sit back, relax, because David's about to unleash.
So on, I think it's a Wednesday rant or whatever, I talked about Joe Biden, his State of the Union, his attack, his nonsensical political attack towards the Republicans, takes all the credit for stuff that is not real, blames everybody else for all the failures. And, you know, the Republican Party since 2021 have been screaming at Joe Biden after he repealed 90 different orders put forward by former President Trump to further secure the border. He canceled them, which then created a flood of what they call migrants, undocumented migrants, into the United States, what we used to call illegals crossing the border. Nobody cares. And the skirmishes and the number of people grew exponentially. So Joe Biden's decision to allow this to happen was in parallel with him hiring thousands of more IRS agents, because it was more important to collect money from the rich, as we talked about on Wednesday, versus securing the border from crime from everyday people like you and me. So the border has become a problem. And if you recall, Stuart, one of our earlier rants, if you go back into our archives, and folks, it's been over 3 years we're doing this. If you go back to one of the early rants, I talked about how AOC went to the border to cry about the poor children in cages. It was like a crying festival. It was how dare Trump secure the border the way he did. And the day after the inauguration of Joe Biden, the border crisis disappeared. No more questions. He nominated Kamala Harris as the border czar, which I found hilarious. She was going to make sure that the border was secure. I didn't realize that the word secure for the Democratic Party means everybody can come in without question. For 3 years, the Republicans have been screaming, secure the border, we have a problem. But only last year, when Governor Abbott started to do things, did they get upset. It upset them because all of a sudden these migrants were bused from southern states to northern cities, including to places like Martha's Vineyard, New York City, Chicago, and you name it, all these sanctuary cities, Stuart, that, you know, hey, it's all good. And mayors are screaming at the Joe Biden help. And yet the Biden administration continued to say there was no problem at the border. Well, it's an election year. And so now the tone has to change. And now you have two things that occurred that are really aggravating. Lakin Riley, 22-year-old from Georgia, was killed.
Murdered.
By a migrant who apparently did it for shits and kicks. Nothing more, nothing less. When you check on his criminal record, he has got a rap sheet that's incredible and was led into the United States. No problem. No questions asked. A symbol of what's wrong with the border problem. And yet the Republicans are screaming and the Democrats are saying, we don't have a problem. But Joe Biden then flipped the switch and said, you need to give me more money for Ukraine and then I'll secure our southern border, which I have yet to figure out the relationship between the two. But that's what they wanted to do. And Joe Biden last Thursday accused the Republicans of withholding legislation and the power for him to further secure the border. 10 minutes ago, you said there was no problem. Now you say there's a problem. And oh, by the by, it's the Republicans stopping you. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a little bit of a cuckoo head, literally screamed at Joe Biden. Say her name. The Biden administration invited Lakin Riley's family to come to the State of the Union. They refused because they're still grieving and they have no interest in being in public, and kudos to them for that. But Lakin Riley was called Lincoln Riley by Joe Biden. And while he was prepared to deal with Marjorie Taylor Greene, he did nothing. What pissed me off more, Stuart, was the second crackpot, Joy Reid from MSNBC, interviews Democratic Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, who decided that this whole Lakin Riley business is all smoke and mirrors, that really it's the Republicans who are failing to do anything substantive to address the border crisis. Are we taken for fools, Stuart? Are the Democrats really the shoveling of this shit? They hate Trump, okay. But to really, and Stuart, to really accuse the Republicans that this is smoke and mirrors, is this not an insult to Lakin Riley's family or to other people who've been assaulted, raped, murdered by these migrants? Stuart, I have more to say, but I'm going to hear what you have to say.
Oh, you're punting it halfway through? Okay. Listen.
No, I got eight minutes in.
Listen, you got to share. Sharing is caring. The reality is, this isn't the first time in modern history where jails have been emptied into the United States. Most recently, some of you may recall the Cuban crisis, right? Where Fidel Castro emptied the jails, put them on boats.
Recently? You're talking 1963.
The 80s.
Oh, that part. Okay, yeah.
Yes. There's more than one.
By the way, you know, the 80s was.
We're not talking about the missile. Okay. You're talking about the Cuban missile crisis.
All right, go ahead.
I'm talking about the Cuban jail crisis.
Okay,
We're under the bridges in Miami were internment camps for these Cuban newly vested Americans, where the dry foot policy, which, by the way, as a side note, was ended by President Obama, where Cubans used to come and hit dry land and they were given citizenship. But Fidel Castro emptied out his jails into Florida. What came from that was probably the largest amount of carnage in the streets of Miami, Chicago, New York, and LA that this country has ever seen. More so than that ever existed in the 20s and 30s from Prohibition, where the rise of the gangster model, the mafia, didn't even come close. In fact, there were bodies in the streets of Miami where they had to take arenas and convert them into short-term mortuaries. Yeah. Now, what is happening today? We're letting in millions and millions and millions of people. And if we haven't learned from September 11th and the flight schools in Florida, they want to get in. They're going to get organized. And they can try a million times. They only need to succeed once. Now, there's nothing to look at here because why would I want you to point out my inadequacies, my errors? They cannot get a base from an educated person. And the ultra-educated people that are on their side, oh.
But, Stuart, I'm going to ask you a question. Stuart, I'm going to ask you a question.
Really?
Are you not offended? Like the word offended. When Raphael Warnock, a Joy Reid who we knows is giving God knows what to the Democratic Party. This is a family show, so I don't want to get too disgusting with my statement. When you hear all these Democratic legislators who during the Trump administration went nuts, but now, you know what they were upset about? Joe Biden referred to the guy who murdered Lake and Riley as an illegal immigrant, not as an undocumented migrant. They were upset because he used the word illegal. Not that Lake and Riley was brutally murdered by one of Joe Biden's hopefully soon to be voters. Like, does it not offend you as an American that you're being blamed by the Democrats for the southern border problem? Like, does that make any sense to you?
Listen, none of this makes sense. The family of Riley doesn't make any sense.
No.
There's more than just Riley. This has been happening all over New York. In fact, they got a bag check, people wearing suits because they can't be caught stereotyping and modeling after certain people. Mm-hmm. Because then for sure they're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? You started with talking about George Floyd.
Yep.
And everybody said, say his name, say his name, say his name. Well, guess what? Now, the conservative movement is screaming at the Democrats to say her name because it seems like they're afraid to say her name. Look, I think that this border crisis is, and I mean, look, let's be honest with one another, okay? There is more than just this one crime.
Yes.
You know what happened in New York when they took in a whole bunch of migrants? They got released. They flipped the bird at the police. They beat up. I mean, like, there's nonstop problems. And the Democrats' response to that is, well, the Republicans aren't giving us what we want, so we can't do anything at the border. And when an idiot like Raphael Warnock says, we have bipartisan piece of legislation, and in a lot of provisions, and some provisions that some folks on my side didn't like, but the only way to get comprehensive immigration reform, the only way to address the current crisis in divided government is on a bipartisan basis. Snookums, you had the government for 2 years, you had Congress. You could have done something. Yeah, you chose not to.
And Obama could have done uniformed health care.
No, I'm tired of these Democrats constantly blaming the Republicans for their failures. Oh, you need to get, but again, what does Ukraine have to do with your southern border? Because that's where the tie-in is.
Listen, you have to protect the homeland first and foremost. Yes.
Absolutely.
If you don't protect the homeland, there's nothing to come home to. Hey, Stuart,
let me ask you a question. What is Joe Biden's complete full title?
President of the United States.
Of America, right? He's the President of the United States of America. Is he the president of Ukraine? No. His number one responsibility is to protect and secure Americans. That's his number one job.
Yep.
He is a number
chief
one
bottle, of chief bottle man,
right? Yep. Right. And yet he has left the border not only unsecure, but a threat. Listen, when Abbott closed and started building fences, they sued him. He did the job of the federal government, and the government is suing him for this. This is the nonsensical. Lake and Riley's death is going to be senseless because the federal government of the United States has no interest. And Mayorkas and Biden and the rest of these guys should all be impeached just on that. Stuart, last word to you.
Last word is, if you expected anything different, you'd be wrong.
Yeah, well, all right, let's wrap it up.
Thanks all for today, guys. Thank you for joining in for this incredible episode with David and I ranting about What Do You Think? insanity at the border, insanity in the country, and insanity in the streets. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation, gained some valuable insight. We appreciate your support and hope you'll join us next time for another thought-provoking conversation. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. I also would ask you join us on any of the verticals. Like us, love us, send us messages. We love you guys. David, say goodbye.